They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
AT&T gives up on taking over T-Mobile.
Investing, renting, sending your kid to college? Listen to the Marketplace Money podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. AT&T is dropping its proposal to buy rival T-Mobile in what would have been a $39 billion deal. The government was opposed to the deal because of antitrust concerns. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joins us now live to explain who wins and who loses in this situation. Good morning, Mitchell.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the big, perhaps, loser here. How much of a blow is this to AT&T?
Jeremy, it's definitely not good news for them. AT&T has a few headaches to deal with. It's battling with Verizon for dominance in the American market. It has to expand and improve its network. Consumers complain about dropped calls and slow download speeds on their smartphones, especially in places where everyone seems to have a smartphone, like New York and San Francisco. Mm. So merging with T-Mobile, which is the country's fourth biggest carrier, would have given AT&T instant access to all those T-Mobile cell towers and broadband capacity. Republican Senator Mike Lee put it in pretty rosy terms during hearings earlier this year.
A merger between the two companies may provide significant and immediate efficiencies that will enable enhanced service quality, fewer blocked or dropped calls, and increasing data speeds.
The problem is that the Justice Department didn't think that it would do that. It charged the merger would actually leave consumers with less choice and higher prices. AT&T faced an uphill battle and backed out.
So consumers may be winners here. Who else?
Well, remember, Sprint, it's the one that's not AT&T or Verizon. It now doesn't have to face a supergiant AT&T. And there's also a loser, Wall Street Bankers. The merger doesn't go through. They don't pocket about $150 million in fees.
Poor Wall Street Bankers. Marketplace's
yes.
Mitchell Hartman, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Well, now to New York City, specifically a little sliver of it in the middle of the East River called Roosevelt Island. New York City officials offered land and $100 million to universities who wanted to develop a new science school there. And Cornell University has snagged the brass ring. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has more.
The 11-acre campus will serve a couple thousand students. At a press conference, Mayor Michael Bloomberg says this project will redefine the city's economic future.
The campus is expected to spin off something like 600 new companies over the next three decades, which will create up to 30,000 permanent jobs. In a word, this project is going to be transformative.
A project like this could also help New York get a little economic distance from the financial sector, says Rolf Pendahl with the Urban Institute.
The dependence of the city and the state on Wall Street for its revenues is really pretty extreme.
But can dropping a building in the middle of a city really change its economic DNA? Pendahl says if it's done right, yes.
Building a rich social, intellectual, and entrepreneurial network that then becomes embedded into the city's economic fabric.
The campus will reportedly be finished in 2017. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in overseas trading this morning, down slightly in London and up about 0.7% right now in Frankfurt. And here's a holiday number for you from The Economist magazine. Residents of the tiny European country of Luxembourg spend the most on Christmas gifts of any country, $800 per person. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow dropped 100 points to close at 11,766.
Looking for a good read? Visit the Big Book blog at marketplace.org. Listen to author interviews and read excerpts from the Marketplace bookshelf. Online at marketplace.org/thebigbook.
The cities and towns of eastern Massachusetts are fighting over which one of them should be home to a new casino and all the jobs that come with it. The state recently legalized casinos, and developers want to build one next to Gillette Stadium in the town of Foxborough. That's where the New England Patriots play football. But as Kurt Nickisch reports from WBUR in Boston, many Foxborough residents are playing defense.
Any given Sunday, Patriots fans swarm the Boston suburb of Foxborough to cheer on Tom Brady. Now, the owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft, wants to give people another reason to come, a billion-dollar resort casino.
Here we have an opportunity in this community to create 10,000 new jobs.
And bring in $10 million a year in taxes. Kraft is teaming up with Las Vegas casino magnate Steve Wynn, but so far the respected NFL owner is finding it's easier to win three Super Bowls than it is to win over area residents like Larry Kerr.
I'm a big casino player.
Kerr even goes once a week to nearby casinos in Connecticut, but he doesn't want Kraft to open one next door to the stadium and Kraft's outdoor shopping mall called Patriot Place.
I think it's ridiculous putting one up here. It's got a shopping plaza. He's got the team. Does a good job with them. I'm a big Pats fan too, but enough's enough. The traffic's bad enough now.
How worse could it get than a Patriots game?
Standing along the lone highway that runs past Gillette Stadium, Joe Hale admits traffic backs up for hours on game days, but he says cars on the move are a sign of a local economy on the move.
Motor vehicle traffic going by your location, somebody's bound to stop and buy.
Nadine Wahabi can attest to that. She's selling lottery tickets inside a convenience store along the highway.
Listen, guys, I'm giving winners, except for you.
Wahabi says the store goes crazy on game days. A casino would boost business all week long. Casino fans like her and casino opponents get to jaw about this for months. And it's not just Monday morning quarterbacking, because before any casino can go up, the town gets to vote. In Foxborough, Massachusetts, I'm Kurt Nickisch for Marketplace.
And finally to the town of Prosper, Texas, where police are handing out tickets to good drivers. Well, gift certificates, actually. According to the local NBC station there, police want to reward proper seatbelt use and drivers who obey the speed limit. The gift certificates are being given out in parking lots. So if you do get pulled over on the highway in Prosper, you're probably still getting a ticket. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.